Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to the August 21st meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to say at the conclusion of the meeting, the Board of Education will again be going back into executive session after this meeting. Turning to item three, changes in the meeting agenda, there are a number. We have replacement pages, item N, resolution recalling teaching assistant, item O1, instructional personnel cover page, schedules A2 and A6, and items O2, non-instructional personnel cover page, schedule B7. We have also an addendum, item O1, instructional personnel, schedule A4. I'd like to turn to our first public participation session. At this point in the agenda, the board will open up the floor for public participation. Please keep your comments to 3 minutes in length. The section will last up to 30 minutes. When you are recognized, please come up to the microphone and state your name and address. Please note that in order to speak, an individual must either be a district resident, the president of a district-affiliated organization, or their designee, or the representative of a governmental organization. Neither the Board of Education nor the Superintendent of Schools is permitted to comment on matters of personnel. Please limit your questions accordingly. Okay. Now we have a goodly number of people who've asked to speak. We have a lot of students. I'd like to start with the students first. Jameson Agostino?
My name is Jameson Agostino.
Is it on?
Yeah, it's on, I think.
Good.
My address is 15 Houghton Boulevard, Stony Brook, New York. Okay. Hi, my name is Jamie Agostino, a rising senior on the varsity basketball team. I'm talking up here today because I think Coach Perhalis deserves the job more than anyone else. Just to start, Coach Perhalis on the court has been the best mentor I've ever had. For the last 2 years, I have grown as a basketball player tremendously. I'm honored to say Coach is my biggest role model. As many know, she played at a Big Ten college and as a professional, and it's something my teammates and I are inspired by. Not only do I look up to her as a player, but as a person as well. Coach has formed me into the leader I am today. She taught me to fight through my adversity. She taught me to never give up, no matter the circumstances. She has helped me through my college search and has talked to college coaches for me to help me in the recruitment process. And she's given me advice on how to weigh out my decisions throughout the college process as well. Coach has created a family and bonds that will last my whole life. All I know, and many people here know, is that she cares about us in a way that makes each and every single one of us feel special. She has a passion for this team and coaching like no other. It is unfortunate that rumors are going around this community making her look like she's a monster, but coming from the people that actually know her, she's not. We were told by the superintendent that this Board of Education is one that is very student-based and cares about the children very much, and they do what's best for us. But right now, it seems like you're doing what's best for you. You may not think Coach Perhalis fits here as a person, but I think you are wrong. And by taking her job away from her, the only people you will be hurting besides Coach is us and the future girls of Ward Meville basketball. Your decision has made me not respect this Board of Education or the administration, but reversing it will make me proud to be a part of this school district. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Catherine Kelly.
Catherine Kelly. I live in 12 Elm Lane, Stony Brook, New York. Hello, my name is Catherine Kelly. I am a rising senior, and tonight I will be speaking on behalf of Coach Perhalis. Let me start out by saying that Coach Perhalis has transformed me not only into a better basketball player, but a better person overall. She helped me gain the confidence I have been lacking on and off the court. She helped recognize my potential, and she helped me to pursue it. Whether you are cheering on the sidelines or playing in the game, Coach Perhalis makes every individual feel important and needed. Coach Perhalis took a group of girls on a team, and she created a family. She has taught all of us more about the game of basketball than we ever knew existed. However, what I am truly mesmerized by are the lessons that Coach has taught us that apply to life. For example, she has taught us to be there for one another, to be the first person to pick up your teammate when they fall, and the loudest when cheering when they score. She has taught us unconsciously that we as individuals do not need to fit into a label that society slaps on us, and she has taught us that we as young women do not need to be silenced by the men around us. She teaches us these lessons by simply standing up for us, and by dressing, acting, and being herself. However, I believe the most important lesson that Coach Perhalis has taught us is to have passion for whatever you do, big or small, whether it be the sport you play, the test you're studying for, or the goal you wish to accomplish. This passion we witness when we watch her women league games where she scores up to 40 points. This passion she displays every day in practice and in the off-season weekly workouts. It is this passion that pushes us. I can't nor do I want to imagine playing for anyone other than Coach Perhalis. It is evident that Coach Perhalis is the best thing to ever happen to the Ward Melville girls varsity basketball program. She's the greatest gift that any player could wish to receive. And this is why your decision confuses me so much. In the weeks since the decision was made about Coach, we have already missed out on countless lessons on basketball and life. And this is a true disservice to all the young women who would have had the opportunity to be coached by her in summer workouts. By refusing to reverse your decision on Coach Perhalis, you are teaching me that Three Village is a place that does not grant second chances. You are teaching me that you support an environment where there is no room for self-growth or self-improvement or individuality. I can only hope now that you, the Board of Education, has actually listened to what we have said. I hope you all realize that by reversing your decision, it would not be interpreted as a sign of weakness. If anything, it would exhibit strength. A chance for you as a board to prove that you are truly willing to do what is best for the children in this community at all and any costs. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Julia Greck.
Hi, my name is Julia Greek, 19 Dairy Farm Road, Sunnybrook, New York. Hi, my name is Julia Greek, and I am a rising freshman. Coach Perhalis was more than a coach to me. She was someone I looked up to on and off the court and made me see the game in a different way. She never failed to show me that she had my back and was always supporting me and the team. I can say from all of us that she taught us so much and showed us what a team really is, and that if we fight together, we can do anything. Coach showed me that if you put in the work, you can become what you want to be. She always believed in me and made me the player I never thought I could be. This team is a family, and by her guidance, we got better every single day. Always caring for us and proved that no matter what you do for the team, you have a huge impact in place. The first day of practice, she assured me that if I had any questions or needed help, she was there for me. That's what you want in a coach, someone who will stick by your side no matter what. And that was for sure Coach Perhalis. She made the season so special for me, and I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to play under her coaching. She made us all better players and people. I've grown so much from one season I never thought that someone could have such an impact on me. And Coach amazed me yet again, and now I'm here and in a place where I want to be. If I knew I would have learned so much in just a couple of months, I would have thought it was a dream. I'm thankful for this team and for her, because without them, I wouldn't be where I am today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Claire Boucher.
I'm sorry. That's okay. Nobody gets it right. Five Hillside Road, Stony Brook. I'm reading the following on behalf of my daughter, who's unfortunately out of the country and therefore could not be here, but sent an email that she would like to be read. My name is Sarah Boucher. I'm a rising senior. I have been a student athlete my whole life, playing various sports, both for Three Village and for several travel teams. In that time, I've had many coaches. Some of the coaches have been good, Some have not been so good, but only one has been life-changing, and that is Coach Perhalis. Over the last several months, my teammates and I, with our parents, have come forward many times proclaiming our protest to the firing of Coach Perhalis. Individually and together, we have gone into detail about the amazing things Coach has given us on and off the court. We have discussed and provided an extensive timeline showing her never-wavering commitment to our team and to the Ward Melville basketball program. Through this process, the superintendent, the new AD, and several others have seen a group of girls come together with one purpose, to keep our coach, who we believe is being wrongfully fired. Together, let me repeat that word again, because Coach has taught us how important that word is. Together, we have been writing letters, meeting, pouring out our emotions, basically begging and pleading to be heard. I ask you, when was the last time you saw a group of teenage girls spend their spring and summer dedicated to fighting a board over the wrongful firing of their coach? I would expect you have never or ever will again. This is how much Coach means to us. Coach isn't your standard coach, and that's why she's special. She doesn't look at us as just the Ward Melville varsity girls basketball team. She looks at us as dedicated athletes who believe we can make a difference for the game and for our community. Coach Perhalis believes in us. She believes together we can take counties, if not states, and it's because of her love and dedication for this team that we now believe that too. Coach has also grown herself since she first started coaching at Ward Melville. Newsday spoke of her being let go and discussed a COMAC game in which she was evicted. What Newsday failed to say is that that was two seasons ago and that Coach Perhalis has come a long way since then. It is undeniable that Coach is passionate about basketball and our team, and sometimes it can get the better of her, but it is nothing I haven't seen from our Ward Melville coaches in football, lacrosse, baseball, etc. Coaches aren't perfect. They are sometimes get loud and they sometimes make mistakes. However, if our administration can't be people who speak to their employees, discuss the issues, and put a plan into place to fix those issues without just firing someone they never met, then I seriously question the value of this board. As we keep hearing is that the board of, that the board is 100% for our students, for the students. However, the only students that are being affected by your decision is us, and we are all pleading for you to reconsider. That is how much we believe you do not know our coach. You have not taken the time to know her. You have not allowed the new AD time to evaluate her, and you have not listened to what her team has said about her character. Again, we are the students being directly affected by this decision, and I can't help but to start questioning the character of the board members who are unwilling to help an employee grow in their position and provide them a second chance to rectify any mistakes. It sounds like the basic principles we learned in kindergarten on how to treat someone fairly. I will wrap up saying that next fall I will be heading to college and playing D1 lacrosse at Fairfield. I tell you this because it's important to know and understand that basketball isn't my number one sport, and to let the coach change over would have been an easy route. However, what you don't know is my very best friends, my teammates, my favorite sport to play at Ward Melville, and the best coach I have ever had is all wrapped up around Ward Melville girls varsity basketball team. This is due to our amazing Coach Perhalis, our coach, our mentor, our heart. I again beg of you to please reevaluate your decision.
Thank you. Chris Agostino.
Chris Agostino, 15 Houghton Boulevard, Stony Brook. Wow, that's powerful. Lived in the district for 19 years, educator for 20 years, currently an athletic director for the last 5 years. I'll tell you something. If I had students like this, standing up for a coach the way these young ladies are, that's powerful. I know you're an educator, and I know you're pretty proud of what you're seeing right here out of Three Village. And the fact that this district is going to have their own agenda with this Board of Education and do what they want to do and not look out for these kids is embarrassing. And the reality of this, and again, I know the ins and outs of education. I understand how a Board of Education works. I understand how the human resource individual works, how the athletic director works, how the superintendent works. What I don't understand, and I'm a pretty sensible individual, is you get one complaint, maybe two complaints, from parents or players, and I'm almost guaranteed those complaints were motivated by parents. And I've always said this to my student athletes and my parents. More seasons are ruined at the dinner table than they are on the playing field. You know why? Because that parent, all they care about is that one individual. They don't care about the team. They don't care about how successful the team is. They look at their daughter and they can't understand why their daughter's not playing in front of a freshman or playing in front of a sophomore. She's a senior. She earned the right. So you as a Board of Education heard one or two complaints and you acted on it. You never listened to these young ladies. They asked you to meet with them. You refused to. That's fine. That's your choice. But it's a shame. And as an educator, and I hear a lot of wonderful things about you, Mr. Vizzo, and I hear that you're a guy who looks out for students. And I really hope your influence today, you're a new member on this board, and I'm proud to say that, you know, we have an educator who's pro-education, is going to look out for these young ladies. Because I know there's other gentlemen who have hung up on girls as they tried to call to set up an appointment, just to talk to them. Like, I mean, there's nobody in this world who's above anybody. And this Board of Education and this administration is really acting that way. You're not looking out for them. You're not. Because if you were, you would understand how they feel. You would understand how this community in basketball. Now, again, for you guys, you just think, it's only 15 people. It's 15 lives. And in my life in education in 20 years, the one thing I learned more than any, if I could change one life, I'd done my job.
Thank you very much, Mr. Agostino.
If you could change their life, you're doing your job. Thank you.
Thank you. Gina Agostino.
By the way, I'm Gina Agostino, 15 Houghton Boulevard, Stony Brook. It's very clear how we all feel about Coach Perhalis. We've expressed it to you directly, Cheryl. We've heard from the girls. You've received many of our letters, many of our emails, which we've never received responses from any board member. But you've heard from us. I'm going to focus today not on Coach Perhalis and how we feel, because I think you're well aware of how we feel. I'm going to focus on how the district has let Coach and these girls down. Consistently let them down. And I'm going to focus mainly on the core beliefs that you're supposed to be working and abiding by, okay? So the first core belief, which I highlighted here, says the core purpose of public education is to maximize the success of each student's learning and personal development so she or he becomes a successful part of our democratic, multi-ethnic society. These amazing girls have been trying to reach out to you since May 19th. They sent you a letter on May 19th. They wanted to share their feelings about Coach Perhalis. Their emails have been ignored. They've been hung up on. They had never had their phone calls returned. And their request for a meeting was blown off. You chose not to hear their voices. You never acknowledged them. You blocked all of their attempts to be part of this democratic society that you say you want them to take a part in. They tried. They tried to be those students that you're striving to create in this district. You blocked them from doing that. You treated them like adversaries the entire time. You didn't treat them like students that just want to play for the coach that inspires them. It's very, very sad and very disappointing. Next, I want to talk about how you let Coach Perhalis down. Also on your core beliefs, it says, and very specifically, the district is obligated to establish clear expectations for staff performance, provide resources and support for staff to be successful, establish a learning environment that makes staff feel fulfilled, productive, and valuable, provide feedback and challenges and challenge staff to be successful, and my favorite one, care about staff as individuals and professionals. You did not fulfill any one of these obligations when it came to Coach Perhalis. Cheryl, you even admitted this to Coach Perhalis in your meeting to her. You said the district failed you, and she wasn't given the support she should have been given. You said this to her face in a meeting that she requested after she was fired. It was the first time you met her. the first time you had a conversation with Coach Perhalis. The board members, not one of you has ever met her. So maybe after receiving a letter on May 19th that was so heartfelt from these students, maybe you would have taken a moment to either speak to them or meet the coach that they spoke so highly of. But not one of you, not one of you abided by the core beliefs that this district is supposed to be run on. I have one more page, if that's okay, and I'm going to not go through the timeline, but I will definitely give you the timeline because I think it's very telling on how this whole process was very manipulated. It didn't matter to you that she met expectations and was completely committed to her players in this program. It didn't matter to you. Coach was not given the support she deserved when you admitted to her, as we just said, that the school failed her. We can cross off those two. Coach received positive evaluations both years, and she improved tremendously. So her supervisor gave her two positive evaluations at the end of both years, including this past year, and she was told she was going to be returning as a varsity coach. You don't reach the semifinals if you don't believe in your coach. These girls believed in their coach. But that counts for nothing. A successful program and positive evaluations counts for nothing because it didn't seem to matter to you. You still fired her. Finally, and this was again going back to caring about your staff as individuals and professionals, during this entire witch hunt, there was no communication with the coach. So this began May 19th. The girls wrote a letter because district employees, including an administrator who I won't name, said at a spring varsity sport that Coach Perhalis is gone. Peter Mallory's on his way out. Coach Perhalis is right there after him. So the girls got scared and nervous. Why are things being said about Coach? She's doing everything that a coach is expected to do and more.
Ms. Agostino, I'm sorry. Your time is up.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Can anybody give me their time to finish?
No. I'm sorry.
Somebody can't
give
their time
no,
to me?
No, they cannot. They
Would
cannot.
Anybody
okay.
Like to
okay.
Page.
Richard Sobel, please.
Hi, Richard Sobel, 162 Old Field Road. How are you guys? I was here a couple months ago when we were discussing the AD. So I had a question that I'm hoping you actually can answer. I'm not sure what answer. Is there a process for hiring coaches in the district? It's not a personnel question. Is there a process?
Cheryl?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes. So I just for the record, so it's verbal. I know head nods. I'm chairman of the board of a few local ZBAs. I do a lot of stuff with community soccer, so it's got to be on the record. I'm sorry. So there's a process?
There is a process,
and
yes,
how
sir.
About for hiring an athletic director? Is there a process there as well, too?
Yes, there is a process.
So I have a question. If there's such a process, because I look back through some of the records, I've talked to some people, When the AD, Mr. Mallory, was hired, it was a fairly extensive process, multiple interviews, advertised widely. As we all know, it's about a $175,000 a year job, one of the highest paid ADs on the island, et cetera, et cetera. He went through multiple processes. There's a lot of stuff. That's my impression. Is that correct? Do you guys have any recollection of that? Anybody that was on the board at the time?
That information is accurate.
And then when the current AD was hired, it seemed like it was different. Was it the same process, though? Was it advertised outside the district? It went through multiple interviews and an extensive process?
No, it was not advertised outside of the district, but there are positions in the district that aren't always handled in the same exact manner.
And can I ask why in particular this position, especially since it's a $175,000 job, and especially since it was somewhat of a controversial situation, why this wasn't handled more, maybe more carefully by the board than other ones?
We had a highly qualified candidate within the district.
My impression from an AD, having had some, sons that play varsity sports both here and at the D3 college level and at other schools in the area, is that usually someone that becomes an AD comes up through a combination of teaching, administration, and coaching. And my impression is this particular individual has minimal coaching experience. Maybe I'm not allowed to ask that question. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Who's that?
That is our legal counsel, and
I'm
we
sorry,
will take counsel.
I think that's in the boards that I'm chairman of. That's usually what happens.
I'm Christopher, district counsel. District counsel for what firm?
Sounds good. Never heard of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. So they should not answer that question?
It's a personnel matter.
Okay. So just so I understand, so there is a process. It was followed in one case, but it was a different process in another case, or it's the same process no matter what?
There are different processes that we use when we have candidates that are highly qualified that come from within the district as opposed to looking at candidates from outside the district. That is not uncommon to happen in any school district.
And is there somewhere I can look where I would see what qualifies as a, to use your words, a highly qualified candidate if for an AD position? Is that okay? Okay. So,
Mr. Sobel, this really isn't a question and answer type of thing, and really, your time is up. Really, okay. You've had one.
Can I give 15-second conclusion?
15 seconds.
I would hope that this board then looks at what's happened over the last couple of months with both of these situations, with the AD and the coach, and maybe they're tied together, maybe they're not. I don't really understand what happened here. I'm certainly not involved with girls basketball except on the periphery. And this particular AD and the process that it went through, just, you know, it smells is what it does. You have a $175,000 a year position, and it was filled with no outside inquiry at all. It was never posted to the outside. My understanding, the individual that was hired has not coached varsity sports at all. Maybe he has coached middle school sports or JV or been an assistant. And who has minimal administrative experience. So the highly qualified sounds highly suspect.
Good. Thank you very much. Cindy Cow, am I mispronouncing the name? Low? Okay, I'm sorry. Cindy Low.
Hi, my name is Cindy Lowe. I live at 6 Province Drive in South Setauket. I'm going to finish reading Gina Agostino's letter. Finally, the district is obligated to care about staff as individuals and professionals. During this whole witch hunt, there was no communication with Coach. She was not given the opportunity to defend herself against lies and a bogus investigation that was happening behind her back. Her supervisor left, and she knew what you all were doing would continue doing for her job and players. The board received countless emails and letters from so many that she touched, and Cheryl, and you not only received the same emails and letters, you spoke to players and their families. After all of that, not one of you cared enough to even meet with Coach Perhalis, to even have a conversation with her. Instead, you waited until summer when people were away on vacation, and you think the pushback would be minimal. You waited until she had no person to turn to. This is probably the most disgraceful of all of the core beliefs you ignored. How can any community member or staff member trust any of you ever again to fulfill your obligations? This is appalling how you have manipulated this process and hurt Coach and the students you are supposed to serve along the way. I'm asking you to reappoint Samantha Perhalis, because if you truly stand by the district core beliefs, you really have no other option. In your words, Cheryl, during the meeting, the school district failed her, and it is failing these students as well. All of her returning players deserve to have the coach that inspires them, and Coach Perhalis deserves to be given the support and respect that she should have all along.
Mike Kelly?
Good evening, members of the board, Mr. Connors. All things go through Belrose.
Yes, that's right.
All right. I just want to say thank you to Cheryl. She's been great through this process. And I'm really here to just support Coach Perhalis. She's been fantastic. I run a local development company. I pride myself on putting a good team together. And Coach has with these girls. Interesting. These girls don't mention basketball. What they do mention is life lessons. So in that, they're learning a lot about life. So one thing that Coach is teaching them as well is gender equality. So support them, support Coach, bring her back, let her finish up, She loves these kids. I'd like to see her on the sidelines.
Leslie Winsler. No, okay. Is it Keith Brazik? Oh, I'm sorry. Brazier. I'm sorry.
No problem. Keith Brazier, 5 Catawba Lane, Stony Brook. I would just, I'm going to pass on this, and the passion is so strong that I think they're saying it very well. And my daughter, Shannon, played for Coach last year, and she had a great experience, and I don't even see any reason why she shouldn't be coaching anymore.
Okay, this concludes our first public participation session. I'd like to turn to item 5, the minutes of July 10th, 2019. May I have a motion, please? Mr. Germano, second. Mr. Bizzo, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? One abstention. The minutes are approved. We weren't expecting our student representative tonight, but our student representative is here. So she's Sarah Thornton, mm-hmm. is new this year. And she will be making a report. Welcome, Sarah.
So the sophomore walkthrough is Friday, August 30th at 10 a.m. Parking permits are starting August 26th and August 27th. The date depends on the senior's last name and the makeups. And any juniors are eligible are August 30th. And lastly, all sports start the 26th next week on Monday.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, turning to item 6, items for board discussion. Is there anything that needs to be discussed at this point, Dr. Kerman?
Yes, I have some. I think we have to discuss with our local representatives the Heatherwood Golf Course change that they're talking about cutting off half the golf course and then giving a tax break to that area, which was going to affect all of our taxpayers. And if they give that group a tax break, all our taxes will go up. And I think we have to discuss that with our local representatives. So I'd like to see if you can invite them to our next meeting so we can discuss that issue.
Okay.
One more. Jeff, I asked you the question about the school bus cameras, and I think we have to insist that we get our school buses camered because it's a safety issue for our students, and we'll have to just pursue that as best we can because they did pass the law, and I think we have to pursue it.
Absolutely. Both of the bus companies that we use are doing their research and figuring out what needs to be done. I spoke with our attorney earlier, and they'll be working on that as well for not just us, for all of their school district clients. The logistics involved with who pays for the cameras, how do we get them installed, who actually levies the fines, who collects them, all of that kind of stuff. None of those details have come out yet, but our assumption is that the board is absolutely going to want to do this for safety reasons.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Turning to 7 items for board action, approval of the district plan for school-based planning and shared decision-making. Mr. Scanlon?
Yes, each year the Board of Education is required under the state regulation to approve the shared decision-making site-based management plan. The plan is then sent to Albany. This year marks our biannual review, so this year the plan, a committee will have to be convened throughout the district and review the entire plan from beginning to end, and at the beginning of next year we'll have to review the have the plan reapproved.
May I have a motion, please? This is Mrs. Germano, second Mr. Bizzo. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to C, the approval of stipulation of settlement and general release. Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Germano, All favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to D, approval of a contract with outside service provider for special education tutoring services.
Yes, this is one contract for the new year for tutorial services.
Okay, we have a motion on this, please. Okay. Mr. Vizzo, second. Mrs. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to E, the approval of a contract with outside service provider for special educational services. Is there a number, Mr. Coss?
Yes, this resolution has five contracts with various service providers to provide special education services as needed for the coming up school year.
Okay. The motion on this, please. Mrs. Germano, second. Mr. Vizzo, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to F, approval of special education tuition contracts.
This contract is with a private school for a student that was placed by the Committee on Special Education.
Okay. We have a motion on that, please. Mr. Vizzo, second. Ms. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to G, appointment of construction manager.
This is to appoint SCC, which is School Construction Consultants. They've been our construction manager for a number of years, especially on the two large bonds that we did. And this is to do some of the capital projects in our budget. And the pricing is in accordance with the Nassau-Bosie's shared services agreement.
Okay. Dr. Kerman, second. Ms. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to H, approved change order number one, ACL Construction Company.
This is an increase of $24,900. This is to move some of the condensing units instead of being on the ground in front of the school at Ward Melville to up on the roof, similar to what we did at Setauket School.
Okay, same thing. Okay, fine.
Jeff,
the original bid was, I think, $780,000. Yeah. 5%. Yeah.
Motion on that,
actually,
please?
Actually, less than 5%.
Mr. Vizzo, second. Ms. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes.
One more thing I just want to add on that. This is work we asked for, not something the contractor came back to us and said, hey, we found something we need to increase the price. This is for additional scope of work that we asked for.
I, consent for remote electronic device access from Suffolk County Police Department.
You may have read in the news about Suffolk County Police Department having access to school district surveillance cameras in the event of an emergency. This is the agreement that allows them to access our camera system. It's been reviewed by our attorney, and this is the standard contract that all of the school districts in Suffolk County will be putting in place with the Suffolk County Police Department.
Okay, Dr. Kerman, second. Ms. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to J, acceptance of donations.
We have two donations. One is a saxophone donated by a district resident, Ms. Anna Marie Smith, to the Murphy Junior High School Music Department. And the other is a check in the amount of $4,000 donated by Dr. Philip Nizza to establish a new scholarship fund in memory of his wife, Dr. Natalie Asselon. And any future donations we get towards that scholarship will be placed into this fund.
So moved. Dr. Kerman, second. Mr. Kornreich, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to K, declaration of surplus equipment.
Most of what we have is some old musical instruments that are in no longer operational condition, and some technology equipment from the Gelinas and Murphy Junior High Schools.
Okay. the motion on that, please? Mr. Mano, second. Mr. Vizzo. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to L, the declaration of surplus textbooks.
We have a number of textbooks as listed, all outdated or obsolete.
May I have a motion on that, please? To Mr. Vizzo, second. Mr. Mano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Yes.
We always have these excess textbooks. What do we do with them? We just throw them away? We can't ship them to, you know, needy places that need textbooks?
We've tried over the years, and we'd be more than happy to do that. The problem is with textbooks, they weigh so much, the shipping costs so much.
Well, I mean,
so.
But isn't there a group or someplace that would take it to do that?
We actually had it look promising. In fact, if you remember some years ago, our former board member, Ms. Mendelson, was able to contact the company. I think it was in New Orleans. And everything looked good. It was great to look good to go. And then they said, well, we have to pay for all the shipping. And it was going to cost something like $40,000.
No, okay.
So that was the end of that.
I hate to see them wasted like that, you know, because there are plenty of kids in the world who could use our textbooks.
Yeah.
Sadly, the books that we are on our list are all in such poor condition that even the children that don't have books wouldn't probably want them. If you notice, the oldest one is from 1981, which may be when I was in high school. So that's a long time ago. So.
Turning to M, the approval of 2019-20 school physicians examination and fee schedule. Any comments on that? Maybe you could say a few words on that. On M?
This
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is just to renew the chief medical officer's contract for the year.
Okay. Very, very good. Thank you.
Without any increase.
Okay. Any questions on this? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to N, resolution recalling teaching assistants.
As you recall, a few months ago, as a result of some CSEs, we had to excess a few SEAs and teaching assistants. We're at the point now where we're able to recall those teaching assistants.
Okay, very good. May I have a motion, please? Mr. Vizzo, second. Ms. Germano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to personnel matters, instructional. May I have a motion on that? Instructional. Mr. Vizzo, second. Mr. Mano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Anything? A lot of new hires. Yep. And turning to O2, personnel matters non-instructional. May I have a motion on that, please, too? Mr. Mano, second. Mr. Vizzo. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to P, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on that, please? Mr. Vizzo, second. Mr. Mano. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to Q, the recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting dates stated. Motion on that, please, Mr. Mano. And Mr. Vizzo, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item 8, informational items of interest. Are there any? Yes, sir.
I'd just like to apologize to the young lady who I hung up on because I wasn't aware of what was going on then, and I thought it was a scam phone call. So I apologize because I didn't know anything about what was going on. So I do apologize. I'm sorry.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. I'd like to turn now to our second public participation session. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Okay. Kevin Walters.
Good evening. I don't think I even need this.
My name is Kevin Walters, 19 Stockton Lane. I've been to every board meeting over the past year with the exception of one, and have seen firsthand how much this board cares for the safety and well-being of every single child in the district. I know that is their number one priority. I have full trust and I support any decision this board makes for the children of Three Village. I also support the decision to release Samantha Freyhalis for coaching as varsity basketball coach. In May, I received a call from Three Village. Worried one of my kids was hurt, I answered. A woman asked me for permission for my daughter to be surveyed for the Three Village Athletic Department. As I hung up, I thought about it. I called back and asked if this was about the varsity basketball team, and the answer was yes. I gave permission for her to speak to Dr. Baum since only seniors were being interviewed. I told her to tell the truth and learned as numerous other girls did too. We learned the investigation was widening because of juniors writing letters on her behalf. I get it, but I have to wonder how that came about or how information was out there for old here. My daughter, who sat in that seat for the last 3 years and last year, was treated terribly and abused verbally and mentally without anyone on the board ever knowing. She wanted it that way, and I stood by her. She wanted to come here tonight and read a statement, but I said no, since we are leaving for college in the morning, and her stress from the coach is over. I do not want to embarrass Sammy or the district, so I will leave it simply like this. And I had kind of jumped around my notes because I was thinking about, and listen, I have nothing against the girls here at all. If that's the way their passion feels, that is it. Sammy's abusive record speaks for itself, and anyone who's ever asked about her already knew her reputation, including someone asking me tonight, unknowing what this meeting's about. I have seen numerous coaches brought in front of this board for their excellence in helping with their athletes. Sadly, this was not the agenda for this basketball coach. I could say so much more, but I have to believe your decision speaks for itself and should stand. Dr. Baum did a thorough investigation. Instead of slinging mud over a public record such as this, I will refrain, since making facts public will embarrass the coach and this district. With that being said, I believe we can all agree that Coach Freyhalis was volatile on the sidelines, and all of our girls saw this on the sidelines, at practice, and in private locker room discussions. And for the record, with Mr. Agostino, that was not just one or two girls talking. All right? So please, for what it's worth, you made the right decision.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? Okay.
I just want to say one more thing. Mr. and Mrs. Agostino said that none of the board members called the girls. I had a very nice conversation with Morgan. I don't know if she's here. Okay, so you said that.
I didn't say not one board member return. I just said phone call.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I want to clarify. I did have an opportunity to meet with Coach Freyhalis, and the statement that I made about the district failing her, it was failing her for not giving her the proper mentoring that I think every coach deserves, every new coach to Three Village deserves. Many of our coaches are educators, and our educators here receive mentoring from our district mentors, who are exceptional master teachers. And so those individuals have a little bit of an advantage when they're working with young people, because they receive all of the professional development training. But for new coaches who come in and don't have that opportunity to know how to work with students, I think it's a travesty. And I believe that that was something incumbent upon the district and upon our former athletic director to make sure that that happened for all new coaches who came into the district. Mr. Finnerty and I have talked at length about that and with the Board of Education, and moving forward, every coach that comes into the district that is new will be mentored in an appropriate way. And so that was my statement to Coach Perhalis, and so I just wanted to clarify.
I'd like to make a statement, which time after the statement the board will be reconvening into executive session. While the district does not comment on matters of personnel, I could say that the coaching position for the Ward Melville High School varsity basketball team currently remains open for the 2019-20 school year. The district will not be filling this annual appointment with the individual who served in that role for the past 2 years. As such, we are in the process of selecting the most qualified individual to lead our team this year. Thank you very much, everyone. We're going to go into an executive session.